Our story begins at the rec center, where Chuck is working at the front desk when Connie walks up.
Hey, Chuck. Why the long face?
I have a long face.
Normally, when I walk in here, you have a smile on your face, but not today. Is there something on your mind?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Well, I guess, in a way, but it's nothing I really want to talk about.
All right. I don't mean to pry.
You're not.
Hi, Mr. Landers. Is Dara working today?
Hey, CJ. No, she's not in today. She said she was going over to Central Park for a walk, but she'll probably be home later.
Okay. Thanks.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Kyle is standing around the corner from the nurse's station, holding roses for Zoe and preparing to give them to her.
Zoe is a southern girl, so she'll appreciate the flowers. Why do I feel like such a sap?
Okay, here goes.
Yes, Joe, that sounds great. I'll meet you there at 7. Okay, bye. Kyle, hi, what's up?
Who was that on the phone? Do you have a hot date tonight?
Well, maybe. His name is Joe. We met at the rec center a couple of times, and he just called to ask me out. So we'll see how it goes.
Oh.
Who are the flowers for? Are you visiting a patient at Westside?
Yeah. I have a friend in the hospital. I thought I'd drop by and say hello to you before I visited her.
Oh, that's nice of you. On both counts. I hope your friend is going to be okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal. It's just a hip replacement.
Hip replacement?
It's a pretty routine procedure, but I'd better get over to her room to visit, so I'll be seeing you around.
All right. Take care, Kyle.
Yeah, you too. Well, I guess I won't be needing these. You were right, Carpenter. You were a sap. Never again.
At Dean Industries, an upset Todd stomps into Serena's office.
Serena, you can't do this to me.
What are you talking about, Todd?
You can't deny my transfer out of this department. I talked to Johnstone in marketing, and he has an opening that would be perfect for me.
You're a finance guy, Todd. You need to be in this department.
Serena, I can't work with you, not after what happened.
Todd, I think we can both be a little more professional than that.
Is that what you're being? Professional?
I have to do what's best for my department, and that includes keeping you around. That marketing job is not a better job, it's actually a step down for you. I wouldn't be a good mentor to you if I let you do something that would harm your career.
I don't want a mentor right now.
Todd, it was one incident. You might think it was a mistake, and that's fine, but don't beat yourself up over it.
That's easier said than done.
I'm not sure what you're making such a big deal about. I mean, well, unless deep down you want it to happen again.
No, that is not how I feel, Serena. It was most definitely a mistake.
Well, I'm not convinced that's how you really feel, but regardless, I've made my position clear on this subject, and it's final, so get back to work.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.